broadcasting live from somewhere in the desert, posting up truth like a stamp in the corner of a letter. It's Leander Grace, that loud. Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. And once awakened, we speak truth everywhere. Now we're opening night and powering to reveal what's been hidden in plain sight. It's time for Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. Isn't that the truth? Good evening, everybody. We're going to shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and honor and glory and praises to the King. Am I saying that right? I'm saying it right enough, I think. Pretty good. So I want to welcome you to tonight's broadcast, kind of a blended broadcast tonight. I am your host, Leander Grace. We're broadcasting live from the High Mountain Desert. It is Wednesday, February 18th, 2023, and we continue to broadcast live from the High Mountain Desert. And we also continue to hold a space of peace, love, and grace in solidarity with patriots worldwide and believers and those praying in solidarity and union, giving praises to the Father as the Great Awakening continues to accelerate across the face of the earth. It is so exciting, guys. Our goal today, as it is every day, is to help relieve suffering through empowerment by shining our light on and getting to the holistic truth. And I'm very excited about tonight's broadcast. We've had such an exciting week and weekend week, have we not? The revelation that, and I want to tell you all at the very beginning that I am very honored to be a vessel and to be a channel to bring good news to you. But understand, not all things are in my knowledge, so the Father reveals to me what is to be revealed to me so that I don't leak. And that's very important. I get excited sometimes and my mouth opens and Leander Grace, and I'm, yes, Father. We'll talk a little bit about the yes, Fathers and the no, Fathers, and I understand Fathers here in a little bit. So remember, too, oh, just for those of you joining us for the first time, now we're going to combine all of these things together, all three of the broadcast titles together. We've got a 90-minute broadcast. We may or may not open the phone lines. Depends on how the Father moves. Now, understand, at the beginning of this broadcast, well, let me get through this introduction that everybody's used to, right? So for those of you joining us here for the first time, let's define this term for you, holistic truth. So just as holistic medicine refers to the total care of the human body through the mind, body, and spirit, holistic truth refers to the viewing, the treating, and healing of the human experience through empathy, compassion, leading ultimately to forgiveness. Now, guys, I've told you on the program, the broadcast before, that I think I'm accomplishing one thing, but I'm really doing something else, and that was revealed to me this week, and I started laughing. I started laughing, oh my goodness. But before I get to that part, I mean, let me just say, affirm a couple of things. One, yes, Messiah, the one who is called Messiah, that bears the mark of the hammer and the nail, has been found to walk among us. Understand that now there has been a lifting up, and there had to be a lifting up to fulfill all things. Now, as I understand, is that the one who bears the mark of the hammer and the nail is in a safe location, being well cared for, and is very cuddly, yummy, and comfy. That's the way I understand that. Now, I, Leander Grace, am being used as a vessel and a channel to bring you these mysteries, and I'm going to ask you, do not lift me up above my station. Please. Habakkuk tells us, the soul who is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just will live by faith. So let's be very careful during this time not to lift each other up higher than our stations. And there is identity confusion that's going on. And the Father keeps us blind for a reason, because the enemy is listening to us as well. So understand, there's a time and a rhythm and a beat. And I do not know when. Only the Father knows. And we'll have to be patient, and we have to be faithful, and we have to be obedient to the Father. So change is upon us, and again, upon every dimension and layer of change that we as a species and we the people can conceive. And I'm going to talk to you guys about some levels that I could not even before imagine that have been revealed to me and been given to me to reveal to you. Now understand, when I say these words this way, this means whether I know a thing or not, I cannot say until the Father says to say, or he stops my mouth, or I could blow up. Take your pick. Neither one is really fun. So I heard those laughters in the air. All right, so moving right along. I love it. I love it. I love it. So moving right along, let's talk about this. Now, before we get to the outline, the Father says, let's go to this part first. And I have to go click to over here. So I posted this earlier about our prayers and our pleadings and all of those things. And the Father wanted me to tell everybody this ahead of time. Some things are going to happen, and this is the information that we need to be aware of at this time. So blind obedience is what is required at this time. Humility and obedience to the will of the Father, not to the will of Leandra Grace. I have to be extreme, being a vessel as I am, be extremely obedient to the Father. I cannot afford to miss a step. Now, understand that no proclamation of self was made in any of the postings that went on during the week. I was moved by the Father through the Spirit to put those out. And those who know which ciphers are which understand who was speaking at which point. Understand there was a conversation I was simply relaying. And the Father made sure that the messages were posted in such a way that those who are checking the math know that they came from the Father. And so there's a check and a balance to these things. I'm on a short leash, and I don't mind telling you, because it's pretty necessary at this point. Oh, and I laugh in spirit, and the Spirit laughs at me because we're having a good time with this too. All right, so the first thing is for us to refrain. What the Father is telling me is the first thing is for us to refrain from presuming to know identities. And those who know what I mean, especially while you're in joy, because it causes both elation and confusion. Understand this. And the Father reminds us to gird our loins. What does that mean? It means control our passions, not just our sensual passions, right? But our heart-burning passions to go forward too fast. Because the Father knows exactly what he's doing. And beware also of what's called narcissistic elation, okay? Where you get so high up, you think you must be it because you're not. The Father is it, all right? You'll feel like it. So give that praise, that elation, give that to the Father and give it in Jesus' name. And we're going to talk about why it is so important to give it for the love of Jesus, for the love of the Yeshua, for the love of Jesus. These words are important. Make sure your praises and your blessings go to the Father in his name. You are sending praises to God. You're sending him little cards, little flowers to give to Jesus. Understand, we're going to come to an ending with this. This is one of those programs where anything can happen. You can hear from me. You could hear from, we're just going to go full on in spirit, and we're giving the program to God, and he's going to reveal things the way God wants them revealed. Understand that God is G-A-D by our understanding. Gad, it is a troop. It is Elohim. It is the plurality, the singular plural. Let that sink for just a minute. There's a troop. It's God. It's Gad. It's troop. A heavenly troop, if you will. Think in those terms. Think in those terms. So first is for us to refer. Oh, I went over that. Okay, thank you, Father. The next is, yes, and again with the narcissistic elation, because this is what we have to be very sensitive of. If we become too full of our self-importance, which does not exist, understand we're all vessels. The Father will humble you in it if you reach for it. Understand these words. You will be humbled by the Father privately, but you'll be humbled by the Father, and you'll know it's him humbling you. So just let a gift, just let this gift be a gift from the Holy One of Israel and enjoy it and then pass the blessing on to the Father in the name of Jesus. We'll get to why here in a minute. So the only answers for me, and you'll have to decide if these are the only answers for you, when I am listening to the Father for instructions is yes, Father, or no, Father. I understand, Father. I do not understand, Father. I'm beginning to understand, Father. Now, why are these words important? The reason these words are important is because no one knows but the Father. There is so much to know. Our brains would blow up. So we have to be humble in this. We have to understand that God's going to give this to us in pieces in such a way that we can understand it with and get our minds a little bigger. And that's what we're going to do in the program tonight. When you find out what we're actually doing, when we think we're doing something, oh, man, you're going to love it. I loved it. I laughed. I said, it's that simple. His Father says it's that simple. I said, well, let's do this. He said, okay. So we are all here to do what we're all here to do, and we are reaching an understanding together. I cannot say what the Father has not given me to say, whether I know a thing or not. Those who know that these words are so. I cannot say what the Father has not given me to say, whether I know a thing or not. And my blind obedience is required. Timing is everything. And so listening is paramount. So pray for us during this great work, and we'll explain it here in a minute. Now, the next thing we want to talk about is the threefold-ish purpose of the Song of Songs. Now, it's been a heck of a week, has it not? A heck of a week. Now, understand, one of the purposes of the Song of Songs is to be recognized by the authors when the fullness comes in. The other is to verify the Sephiroth. And the other is to leave a record of intent. Understand, it's a record of intent, the Song of Songs, as well as a tool for training. Okay, it serves also as a training tool for the mind and spirit, because we must understand the Song of Songs not from a fleshly point of view, but from a spiritual point of view. And because we are so focused on the first, you know, the red little chakra portion, you know, we tend to get a little aroused when we read that. And so one of the training tools is to understand it as spirit and not to become aroused when reading that. So it's a good training tool, and there's a reason for it to tone down arousal when you're in spirit, of course. It calls also serving as a call to the twins. Oh, my goodness, she said it. She's going to go there. I'm going for it, guys. She said, you know, this is what God said. Do it now. This is the time. This is the place. This is the program. So we're going to do it. We're going to have fun. So it serves as a call to the twins. The double portion of Ephraim, if I might go so far as to say, to awaken at the appointed time to do the appointed work. Okay, so it's also, like I said, a training tool for the mind and the spirit to be able to shut off that first chakra. And you guys understand what I mean. We don't need to go into any further depth than that. So those are some of the first things that the Father wanted me to explain. Now, there's a plan. I laugh because it's beautiful. There's a plan. There's a bridge. There's a Tav. The Tav is the last, the ending, right? And we read in the scriptures, it says, I am the Alpha Omega, the first and the last. Okay, truly, here's the voice. I want you guys to listen to this, okay? I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the Aleph and the Tav. There is no pride in those words. There's no puffing up in those words because it is an explanation. Understand that. It is an explanation not necessarily of authority, but of identity. Not necessarily authority, but definitely of identity. Now, understand that the Aleph and the Tav is placed an equal at a distancing throughout the scriptures, throughout the Torah, come to known as the books of prophets of the Nubian and all that. But it also serves as a reminder to the twins. Oh, my goodness. Now, if we go to the Pistis Sophia, what we find out is also an explanation of the Song of Songs. The Pistis Sophia is the journey. And the reincarnating, get hold of your butts here, we're going, of those Christed, Christed, anointed spirits throughout generations of time to bring us where we are now. Now, last time on the program, I told you that we are, you know, in the scriptures testify, by grace we are saved through faith. It was the same in Abraham's day. It is the same now. We're not saved by the blood. We're saved by the lineage of the Lamb. There's a lot of different ways to interpret that word, and one of them is lineage. We are saved by the lineage of the Lamb. That's the blood, the bloodline, the lineage of the Lamb. So let's absorb that for just a minute and think about that. All through the scriptures, we're told, by grace we are saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. And we've been teaching for a while that Jesus was a human sacrifice on the Tav. Understand this word is important. On the cross, when that's not necessarily, is there power in his blood? Well perhaps, yeah, we're not going to argue that point. That's not the purpose of this particular discussion. But what we need to understand is in the Song of Songs, we're told by record of intent that after the crucifixion and the resurrection, once all of that work was done, that they could not wait to be together under the tree that produces, what was the word? Twins. So when you've got an Aleph and the Tav chasing each other back and forth through identities and through personalities and through time, and we come to the Tav now, we come to what? The Tav, the last. Now, this is going to be a multidimensional explanation, so what I need you to do is just kind of listen to the words. Jesus was crucified on the Tav, on the cross, on the last, for a reason. And there's a reason why the Aleph and the Tav is 22 plus 1, or 1 plus 22, rather. Because that equals 23. That's a 5. That's a, you guys can do the gematria, you can do the math. I can't do that. I can't produce it on purpose. I'm just not able, and it's not my job. So there is a song. There are words to a song that says, he looked through temples of time to see you right where you are. Now, there's also a scripture that says, I'm going to give you some dots. We're going to connect them all together. There's also a scripture that says, your word is a light unto my path. And this is true. But whose path is it? The Tav's path. So you've seen in the channel that's being used, my channel that's being used, that the Son of the Father has been given. I won't give it on this broadcast. But you've seen that the Son of the Father has been given. Now, you say, well, why didn't Jesus give the Son of the Father? Did he know the Son of the Father? Of course he knew the Son of the Father. But if he gave the Son of the Father, then it would be corrupted through time so that when it was time for the Tav, it would not be recognized. This is just the way it was. He knew, he heard the Son of the Father. He knew the Son of the Father. He heard the Father's voice. But he would not give anybody what it was because he was preserving that secret through time. So when the Tav arrived, when the Messiah arrived, she could give that sign. Otherwise, it would have been hidden and destroyed and not recognized. So this is all culminating in something very special, very wonderful, very beautiful that I want to present to you tonight, and that is as we're coming up on the dates of completion of what is being completed in the history of time, in the walks of Yeshua, in the walks of Jesus, you know, Yeshua called Jesus, who was anointed, who had the Christ, where is he now? Just a question to ponder in a minute. And also consider, now, Father, I lost that train of thought. I'm going to ask you to retrain me and get me back on task. Yes, Father. Okay, so when we consider that Jesus as Christ was on the cross, the scriptures tell us he suffered no pain. He suffered no discomfort until he cried out, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Now, there was an instant there that something occurred in time and space where the Spirit of the Lord went from Jesus to Messiah. And in that instant, it was felt by Jesus himself. Afterwards, he took some gall. Following that, he was able to rest and relax, and everything was fine, and it did not pain him. And then he cried out, it is finished. Now, this is a very short and skinny version of it because I'm drawing a picture. Understand that we now are being called upon, as I understand it, that's being revealed by me to the Father. The Tav's purpose, the Lamb, the purpose is to use your love and praises that you have to the Father as a witness for his Son, and we transmute that so that Christ does not suffer on the cross. That is the quantum function of us. We complete this, and I'm getting a confirmation from the Father now. We complete this quantum entanglement by sending our love to Christ, all right, to Jesus, to serve as a relief from his suffering in this way that we cause and receive all in one. And I don't know if you guys can see this picture or not. So this has been going through generation of generation, the spirits of the Lord, and in this case now the twins of Jesus and Mary Magdalene. They have all the little spicy little sparks of God in them, right? Right? And she knows the mysteries because she will be the Tav. I know this might be hard for some people to really wrap their head around. And she is the one with both the hammer and the nail. But that is not her name now. So she has been located, she has been secured, she's being well cared for, and there's no fear of that. But what's blowing the mind of Christians is the fact that Messiah is a female, in female form. But the Hebrews, those who are of Hebrew lineage and have kept the Hebrew language alive and know the Zohar and know the stuff, okay, it's not surprising to them. It's one of the reasons why Jesus could not have been their Messiah. Understand that. And that Jesus came for the lost sheep of the children of Israel to let them know their time of separation had passed. Let me get a drink. And to suffer the death, knowing that in the future, Tav would take care of it by us as a people, as a whole unit, sending our love to Jesus through the Father. I mean, to the Father for Jesus. Like witnesses, no, I love him, I love him, I love him. And he relieves the suffering on the cross through our prayers of praise. And this is why we sacrifice all praise from us to the Father. And it goes right there to relieve the suffering of Jesus. Isn't that amazing? I said, is it that simple, Father? He goes, it's that simple, Father. And he says, all we need is a conduit through time and space. Then he says, who do I have? And I said, here I am. Send me. And so that's what we'll do. together. Pardon my passion and emotion. Thank you, Father. So that's what we'll be doing. We will be assisting in our own salvation by easing the suffering of Christ on the cross so that it eases his. It's just one great big gigantic loop of love. When you think about it, that's what it is. But be careful about lifting each other up here on this earthly plane while we're still doing this work, because that will lead to confusion and chaos within the grid of communication that we now have. And so expectations, you know, we keep those kind of, keep them under wraps. You know, when we find our minds wandering, rein them back in, because we don't know how to think. And that's what God just put in my mind. We don't know how to think, is basically what he said. So we have to learn that. And it's not anybody's fault other than it's this type of thing has been allowed so that we can get to now, which is why blindness had come in part upon Israel and why the Father keeps me blind. If I know too many steps ahead, I will run too fast. So it is step by step that I get the information and step by step that I've released it. And that just has to be the way it is. Well, I guess otherwise I'd blow up. That's I don't know if that's true, but it could happen. You know, anything can happen. So we'll just see how that goes. All right. So the Father has granted us this period of grace for this particular instruction. Now, other instructions were given out about praying. And what I would like at this time, the Father says, just ask them to do those things. And if I move you to explain it, you'll know it, but don't push it. And I said, yes, Father. So here we go. There you have that. This is where we are. Oh, my goodness. Isn't it great? Isn't it just amazing, all the stuff that's going on? And I know there may be some things going on and occurrences on the world stage. And again, that it's, you know, the Father has told me to not pay attention to that. And I'm not even in the chat room because I'm not to pay attention to that. And I've hidden most of my flashies except for a few channels because I'm not to pay attention to that. So understand that my focus is limited, but we're having a good time. Now, let me explain to you what some of the other things that occurred. There was a period of time where there was a judgment, and I don't know if any of you guys were understanding what the judgment period was, but it wasn't the people that were under judgment. That's what all the quiet was for. It wasn't you, the people, we, the people, that were under judgment. It was Messiah that was under judgment. There had to be proof. There had to be testimony. There had to be a lot of different things occur to confirm whether the one that had the hammer and the nail was in fact Messiah. And it was confirmed. And there's a lot of rejoicing going on. Now, understand, the job of Messiah is to put things in order, not to run things. Be very clear on this. It is a service role. So the job of Messiah is to set right some of the scriptures, to break the illusion and the mirror. Oh, yes. We're going to talk a little bit about that, however the Father leads. And to assure, instruct, and to be a conduit for. That's the job, right? There are marks to prove yes, no, and I'm understanding that the marks have been proven yes, no, and more will be looked at later. And that's what I have to reveal about that. So let's see, going for what's next, Father? He's taken me step by step through this program, and I'm glad because, you know, I'm glad. I like it that way. So I want to go ahead and remind folks that we are conduits across a great divide. Our work is to continue to praise the Father in the name of the Son, right, and ask for him to have relief from Jesus for Jesus. There was a period there. Now, when did he say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That is when the Spirit shifted dimensional. I'm going to say dimensional portals, Father. Is that correct? It's close enough for the understanding. Close enough for my understanding. So this is what the Father wants us to know, is that we are all together involved now in a great work, in a great work. And our prayers and our supplications and all that, keep them going to the Father in the name of the Son and for his name's sake. And I do believe the name's sake is the Tav, to complete this work, because it is the Lamb that will take on the suffering as you give your praises to the Father. That's how this works. That's one of the mysteries in the scripture. And the one who is identified as the Lamb is well equipped for the work. So the praises go to the Father for Jesus in the course of the Yeshua, the salvation. And we all work together. What is it that song says? It's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives in this. We're saving ourselves in this. By grace are you saved through faith, not of works. And so this will be a great work of faith. Prayers, and I assure you, the Father says, assure them. I can assure you of nothing. The Father says, assure them that your prayers are being heard, that your love is being felt, and that you are assisting in a grand loop of occasions from the Aleph and the Tav. Okay, so Aleph and the Tav is not necessarily a title so much as it is an identity. And I know that there seems like a distinction without a difference, but there is. So let me go ahead and get a drink of this fine, fine, yummy stuff here. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot to say. We may take a break. We may not take a break. But yeah, we will take a break here. I need to stretch just a minute and get a little recentered on what is next coming in to give to you guys. So we're going to listen to a song from Point of Grace, and the name of the song is The Great Divide, of course. And, you know, all through this song, it tells us what's going on. And so for those of you who have ears to hear, and listen to this song, because it is a multi-layered song. And if you are in the spirit, if you listen in the spirit, you might be able to put it together based on that and what I just put forward to understand the quantum function of us. I am your host, Leanna Grace. We're broadcasting live from the High Mountain Desert. Point of Grace, The Great Divide. We'll be back. Amen and amen to that. So that was the best way, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the program here on Holistic Truth through the Empathic Channel, bringing thought with the gift. And we're talking scriptures and scuttlebutts as well. You know, this is the best way that I know that the Father has given me as we broadcasted to bring you this part of the truth, this part of the mystery. And there may be some that are having a hard time putting their minds on this. And the Father says he knows. Bring it to him in prayer. Be discerning. Be discerning in what you hear and bring it to him in prayer. Okay, talk to God about it. And that's the best advice when you hear something that's like, whoa, because, you know, I laughed because the Father was talking to me in my head. So I was laughing because I saw the picture more eloquently than what I'm delivering to you. So understand that the Father has made made provision for all that we need and all that we need to do. There is no need to be afraid. Even if the lights go out, just keep praying in the name of Yeshua. Give all of that love to God to give to Yeshua on the cross, the salvation one on the cross. He conquered death for his love and for his nation. He conquered death for us. Death for us. And the one that follows? What do the scriptures say about the one that follows? Well, what did that mean when the scriptures said the one that follows? That would be the Toth. That would be the Messiah that the Hebrews were expecting. And the Tav is now. So we're all a part of this. This great, oh my goodness, if you can sit back for a minute and see it with your eyes closed. See it with your eyes closed and imagine that. That God has made this provision, us from our heart, to go across space and time to ease the suffering of Christ on the cross, who was dying for us. And then we get to relieve his suffering for what he's doing for us. He's got the hard part. He had the hard part. He could have stopped it in an instant. Why didn't it? Because he was obedient to the Father to the very last breath. And we have to be patient because all things must be fulfilled. I do not know the timing, and the Father has told me, do not look for the timing. The timing will be given. And I have to trust the Father. We're doing this step by step and inch by inch. Why? Because the adversary is listening. And the adversary has a worthless mystery. Pardon me. A very worthless mystery. The worthless mystery of the adversary involves a lot of blood. And what do the scriptures tell us? I would have mercy and not your sacrifices. That's what God wants. And he wants us to have mercy on each other also. We're not real good at that yet, are we? Are we? Let's go to the scriptures. Take a look at the letters to the churches. Oh, and the Father said, yes, open with this. Let them know this as well. And it's a scripture. I don't know if it was posted on the Blog Talk Radio page or not, but it is the scripture from Daniel 12:12. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,355 days. So that's 3,000. Oh, Father, help me with words. 3,000. Pardon me. Anyway, Daniel 12:12. I can't read words right now because I am in spirit and I can't have two pieces of information coming at the same time. So let me turn to the scripture we're supposed to be at. And that is in Revelation, the letter to the churches. And where's the bookmark, Father? And because thou hast kept. Yep, that's close enough. So I want to talk just a little bit, and this is why the Father put me on for an hour and a half this evening. I want to talk just a little bit about the dimensionality, and we're going to use that word a lot on these broadcasts, the dimensionality of these letters to the churches. Understand, that it was written to the churches then and it's written to the churches now. Now, what is a church? Church is the temple. So it's written to the temples then and it's written to the temples now. Who are the temples? We are the temples. Understand that God's word is a light unto our path, how it is we're supposed to walk. And every part of this is an integrated messaging system that is written from outside time and space. And it is, Father, what are the rest of the words? He says, leave them alone. That's enough. Okay. So, oh, and it accounts for noise and interference. And I had just a little bit of noise and interference. And the reason why is because I was thinking. Hear that? So there's always going to be a little noise and interference when I'm thinking. And so I have to turn that off from time to time. So this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Heard of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all the things that he saw. Blessed. Here's the first blessing, people. This is full of blessings. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear words of this prophecy. It says the, there's an article. Let me give you another translation. This is from the Concordant Literal Version. Happy is he who is reading and those who are hearing the word of prophecy and who are keeping that which is written in it, for the era is near. Now, I'm telling you, the time's at hand. It's like, can taste it, but I can't tell you. So... So, and then John's has these letters to the seven churches, and there's a cover letter, just as Dr. Missler pointed out. Now, let me get a drink here. You know, I've said in the past that Dr. Missler was my mentor. Never have met the man. Never one time. Mm-mm. I would like to, but I haven't. But his presentations of biblical material and his instructions on how to read the word and how to go through it helped me immensely in my path towards, you know, fulfilling my task that I have now. So understand that I never met him. I don't want that to be understood as a false claim. But he has indeed, his teachings have indeed acted as a mentor for me. And so for that, I am grateful. All right. So he's, and Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Okay, well now, in his lineage, understand, in his lineage, we have to understand some things, that there is a little bit that we don't necessarily see correctly. And hath made us, and here it says, kings and priests, and this is not correct. Understand, he's not going to make us kings and priests. He's going to make us priests to kings, which is completely different. Understand that. We don't rule. If you are a teacher and that class, you don't rule. Nobody is going to be a priest king. The way it's understood by me and has been given to me by the Father to give to you is that there are two castes. There is a kingly caste and there is a priestly caste, and the two are not to start fighting about it. They rely on each other to do the will of God on earth. So let's just be understood that it's not, yeah, we're going to get a crown, we're going to rule, we're going to be priests. No, 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 none of that. We're going to bow ourselves down and serve in the Lord's kingdom. We have to understand our role. So we need to, Father wants us to really understand our role. And so it says, it goes on, and I'm down here on verse 10, it says, I was in the spirit of the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and I'm going to tell you that translates in Hebrew as the Aleph and the Tav, the one who started it and the one who's finishing it, and everybody else in between did a lot. What thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches in, that are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira. We know the list. Here's the thing. He says, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and I turned, and I saw seven golden candlesticks. So it's a candelabra with seven candlesticks in it. Understand, it's a singular item, a singular stand, just like it was in the temple. And the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man. It's not the Son of Man. Like unto the Son of Man. And I believe that's a twin, we might say. And if the twins are male and female, perhaps this might explain why we are seeing the manifestation of a female Messiah. Right? And the clothed with the garment down to the foot and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. So this is a significant individual. And his head and his hairs were like white as wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were a flame of fire. Now, this sounds kind of like Enoch nearly. Am I right? Now, I'm asking you guys questions. I want you to search. You need to search the scriptures daily to see if these things are true. As my mother would say, look it up. It's funny because the father said that to me last night. So, and his feet like under the fine brass. And you guys know the descriptions, and you know that the voice is the sound of many waters. So you know that this is a description of a particular individual. Now, person's hand, in this individual's hand, was in the right hand, had seven stars, right? And there's a sharp two-edged sword, which we know is the truth, which cut both ways, and his countenance was as the sun that shineth in his strength. Now, we're not concerned with, but see, they're saying he, gender neutral, he. We have to understand that if we're talking about son who is like unto one like unto the Son of Man, we could be talking about a female twin. Understand, there were twins involved. We have to keep our vision open and listen to the Father for confirmation or denial. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth a two-edged sword, his face like the sun. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. He said, don't worry about it. I'm the first and the last. I'm the one that was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Now, which one is that describing? See, there's a little bit of a switch to keep us guessing, because the truth is hidden to the end from us, because it has to be hidden from the adversary. And if we know it too fast, then the adversary knows it too fast, and there becomes an advantage. This is why we walk by faith and not by sight, and we listen to what the words are in the scriptures. It says, write the things that you're seeing, the things that which went on, all, you know, and all those things hereafter. And you want to just be sure to know that the mystery of the seven stars, which we saw in the right hand and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches or the seven temples. Right? The seven churches, think in terms of temple. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches or seven temples. So we have a mystery of the temples. And it says, under the angel of Ephesus write. Now, these things are really important. There's an identifier, and he gives it to him. And I'm not going to go into the identity. You guys can check into that. But this is what I want us to listen to now. I want us to take a breath, and I want us to come together in spirit in the scriptures. And I want us to understand that these scriptures are speaking to us individually. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is everywhere at once. It is fractaled. Okay, this it's fractalated all over. And that's the quantum purpose of us. Keep that in mind. So under the angel and the angel to the church, he says, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles. Now listen to this. Tried them which say they are apostles. What are those? The ones that confess Christ, right? And that confess Christ, they say that they're following, but they're not. And you found them liars. And it's born and has patience for my name's sake, and has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, now understand, he's talking to each of us individually in here. And I find this personally informative on my path. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. Now, if you listen to the last broadcast, you understand that I was corrected from the Father about this. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, which is the truth, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick. Now, this is a very, very serious, very, very serious proclamation against us if we don't remember what it is we're supposed to be doing. Stay focused on our task. Stay focused on the truth. And I take this personally. That thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, now this is important, we know that it's about the Spirit. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Listen now, there's a lot of overcoming going to happen. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now, we're talking about the paradise of God and Eden and all this stuff. And the Father may have me reveal some things about that tonight on the broadcast, may not. But understand, I'm not going to go any further with these letters because everybody has the ability to read and self-educate. The Spirit will help you. But understand that this is a method by which we can get all of the rest of the gunk out as we give praise to God in the name of Yeshua for Jesus Christ. It's very important that we understand this. And so our praises go to the Father in his name and is a soothing balm against his scars and against his pain on the cross. And in this way, we understand that it's love, our love, that sustained him on the cross. And that's what we're doing now. And that's why Holy Spirit is coming upon people and giving them that joy and the ability to give praise to the Father as a balm of Christ for Christ as he makes his way do what it is that he does, which is the work of the one thing. And he conquered death, and nobody else had to do that. And that is why he remains a living creature. That's a high praise. He conquered death. The others were taken up. They didn't have to suffer death. Well, Moses suffered. The body was fought over in the book of Jude. We can understand that. Even Archangel Michael dare not make a raving accusation against the adversary when they were arguing about the possession of the body of Moses. So I'm sure God did a great work. Is Yeshua Jesus? Well, salvation. He brought salvation. Jesus brought salvation. Understand the words. And then there's a question of the Godhead, and the Father wanted me to explain it like this. There is a plurality in those that guide and protect us. There is the Father in heaven, and there is the heavenly host. And we could delineate all over the place about what those are about, and it would be a waste of time for where we're at now. But there are also some of the hosts, the remnant, that are here with us now. Now, what is the remnant? The remnant are those children of Israel, this is going to be great, who through generations of time have been able to reproduce as twins to a multiplicity of a very large number. And I'm going to say that, and I'm smiling because Holy Spirit said, that's enough. They'll find the answer. They know you're close enough. They can get it. They'll put the dots together. And that multiplicity of number is the fullness that must come in, and that fullness has come in. Multiplicity of number are the ones who will be teaching the word of God in these last days as we go through some things, right, to make sure that folks are informed and really know the truth of how much work God has gone through to get us where we are now. Let's not lose it at this point. We are at the finish line. When's the finish line, Leanna Grace? Only the Father knows. And that's not just a line. That is the truth. Because if anybody else knows, the adversary is subject to find out. And that is an advantage we are not going to give away. Am I right, Father? Yes, Leanna Grace. Thank you, Father. So all of these things under the angel to the churches, are they to the individual churches? Yes. Are they to our individual temples? Yes. And what the Father says is read them and become a part. See yourself as becoming part of this script and it will unravel for you. Invite Holy Spirit to be your guide. It's really quite cool. Now, I want to talk a little bit about, now some of the things have been posted, and I have to go back and check myself what was revealed. Honestly, guys, this is blind obedience. The Father finds the clips, and I do it and all that, and it's like, wow, I didn't know that. I am learning with you, and it must be this way. I'm revealing as it's revealed to you, to me, and it must be this way. And, you know, think of it as secure ops. You can't stop the signal, but they've tried to hijack it a couple of times during the last week. And the Father was on it and made those proper adjustments so that things can go forward as they are. So the judgment of the Lamb was complete, and it was not a fun thing. There was some that I saw, and I just want you to know that your prayers sustained it all. I want you to know that. And more of what I saw will be revealed when it's time to be revealed. That's what the Father said to say, and that's what I'm saying. So most of the folks know what the four beasts are and all those. You know, there's some child's play things that we don't want to get distracted by. Understand that there's a past meeting the now, and there's a future meeting the now. And that's how the Aleph and the Tav have worked. So it's almost like the beginning and the ends of the book of Revelation almost meet in the middle. Think of it in that way too, okay? So that we can wrap our head around who's doing what and all the rest. So Pistis Sophia is the text that most Christians have not taken the time to look at. It has been taboo, taboo, right? And they haven't taken a look. The Father's allowed each area to be slightly blind of a certain area so that we have to all work together and come together on this, right? We have to understand that we're going to come together on this. And that what we think is a separation for one belief system or another, we just have to laugh at ourselves at this point, right? I mean, even the Christians with 40,000 different denominations, the only thing it can spell is confusion. And we can't look at it any other way. All right. So let's go forward. And we've got, and we talked about the players before. You know, we've got the elders, we've got the Lamb, and all that's been revealed on the page. And the Father says, let's get past that because they understand it. Now, it came up in the feed the question of where's Eden? Where's heaven? Where's the Father's throne? And why were the instructions to pray given the way they were to pray? And that is with our eyes down and our hands down. Even our holy hands, when we raise them, the palms should be down. And this is why. I'm going to say a phrase, and then I'm going to explain. For the earth is hollow, and I have touched the sky. That's it, just a minute, but not too long, because dead air space and the radio people get upset. So, we are on the surface. There's more beneath us. And what was revealed to me by the Father, and will be corrected if I'm wrong, is that when we give our praise up, that is the one who decided he wanted to reach heaven as high as he could and be like God. So he got kicked out, and he's up here. Up is down, left is right. And let that sink in a bit. That's a mystery. That's a mystery. That's something that most folks wouldn't believe. It took me a little bit to visualize how that works. Above us is sky. It's water. We have a dome over us. We're enclosed. The earth is exactly the way it's said in the book of Job. It's a stamp. You know, it's a scroll that's anyway, there's little stamps, little cookie cutters. We are not the only ones on this space. We're the ones under this dome. That'll be to research and to think about. So what's before us now, those are understandings. Those are things to work in your own brainy. But the things to understand now is that When the instructions for prayer are to not incline, well, let me just give them on the air now. I don't know if I did it at the beginning of the broadcast, but Father said, go ahead and give them now. So I will. And so understand that when we are praying to the Heavenly Father, that's what's important to know. Praying to the Father. And the prayers to the Father in the name for Yeshua, for salvation, and for his name's sake. So we're helping Jesus on the cross. Now, when we're listening for the Father, for those of you who know, you know, when we're listening for the Father, if we're standing, because we're going to be taken to school, people, there's some of us are going to be taken to school. While we're standing for instructions, we have our heads bowed to the Father, the good one. Satan is the one that said, I am going to go all the way up and up here, and I'm going to build my own little kingdom up top of here in a high place. We've heard all the mythological stories of something in the earth, and there's something to look at. There's a reason why we've got a rabbit hole to look through. And all of the cues, thank you very much, all of the people who are giving me the right information at exactly the right time so the Father can reveal it. And that's how this works. That's how this works. So when we're listening, we have our heads bowed. And when we're speaking to the Father, right, all of that. But we look neither left nor right. There's a reason. And we incline our heads neither left nor right. There's a reason. Because the adversary could be on the side listening in or trying to get your attention. And you'll know he's got your attention because, well, you'll know because you'll stop hearing the Father. And that's the only way I can say it to you. And you'll understand when you know the Son and the Father. So when all of this, they'll keep your hands down over your first chakra to protect it and shield it, right? And this is the posture, this is the way. Those are the words given to me to give to you. This is the posture, this is the way. So when listening, while seated for instructions, the lotus position is best. The Spirit, if you have a disability and all that, the Spirit will guide you and help you in the best way. This is not in stone. This is the best for those who are able to achieve that position. Again, bow your heads, inclining neither your listening nor your attention nor your body, especially in this position, to the left or right, because the Father will be listening, will be directly ahead. Wait on the Father. Don't stretch the listening. You could get sonic interference. So when pleading in earnest for supplication, again, bow and prostrate yourself on the ground. Keep your hands downward. Again, this is the posture, this is the way. When lifting your holy hands, your palms are face down across the face of the earth. This is the posture, this is the way. And for all those, well, I'm not going to give the sign. So, this is what is being accomplished by our prayers. Remember when Jesus was on the cross and he says, it is accomplished. That's what we're accomplishing. And some of those besides me also see this as a truth. And we serve to affirm each other by, it stands to be affirmed. So a lot of really great things are happening. There's some other things that are going to be happening that I don't know privy to. I have to listen to the Father and follow his mark precisely. And understand that the glyphs that are being used to address the assembly are not my glyphs. They're not Leander Grace glyphs. They're what's being given to me. And each one has a position. Now, when the post was for the Sephiroth, for the Ansof, it was a proof of a puzzle, not a claim of a position. Understand this. That proof had to be presented in public for the study and the rest of that stuff. So that's what I believe that was about. I can go back and look at the listings myself. But understand that there's a great work going on. And we're verifying a lot of different areas. Some was verified back in 2013, and I have since taken the glyphs down simply because It was necessary to hide them from the adversary. And the Father wanted me to remove them before Lottie Dottie, everybody saw them. And those proofs will be up coming forth or not. But the Father wanted, was adamant about this particular period of grace, that I'll be on the air until God says no. I'll be on the air until the Father gives the cue, and I know that I will understand when that's time. So I'm taking instructions like everybody else. I'm a vessel like everybody else. And we have to be sure not to magnify ourselves above our own station. It's very important right now. Very, very important. And that we trust that we have the victory in Christ through Yeshua called Jesus. We have that. And so the praises go to the Father so that we can complete this in his great work and in his time. And I'm hoping that what I said has made sense, because I see a picture that's amazing. That's why we're all here in the multiplicity of us, so that we can come together and heal the hearts and heart of this planet. And I'm talking about peoples, and I'm talking about person, and that we can, it, you know, and the Father told me this. He says, Leanna Grace, you know, it is not enough to know the end of the game. It is not enough to know the end of the race. Just like Jumanji, we have to play this out, even though we know we've won. We have to play this out according to the scriptures so that all is fulfilled. We can't miss a beat. And that's why it's really sweet and stuff like that. I just thought I'd make a little funny to break some of the intensity of all of the stuff. Is it just me, or is it warming up a little bit? I don't know if it's warming up a little bit. So there you have that. Let me go over to this other page and see what else the Father wanted me to say. Understand. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so he wanted me to go ahead and make an affirmation that those persons who already understand the structure of the Godhead, the Yahweh Elohim, the God, the Gad, the GD, the Gad, the Holy Troop, are detailing the unfolding and watching for correctness. That's what's happening. Those who understand the structure are watching and detailing the unfolding, and they're watching for correctness. So those who don't understand the Godhead and what is going on exactly will experience some cognitive dissonance. But with prayer to the Father through the Son, asking Holy Spirit, making sure he's invited, invite the Holy Spirit for understanding, in all humility, seeking to understand, right? The Father will reveal himself to you in it. He'll reveal it himself. It's just going to happen. And then listening to the teachings here, and then searching the scriptures daily. So if these be the days of truth, well, in these days of truth, let's put it that way, in these days, the truth is being revealed like a flood from every direction, not just spiritual, but also on the world stage. Da, 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 da. It's coming in from all directions. We'd easily get overloaded. Those who are working on the stage are working on the stages. Those who are in prayer should be in prayer. The adversary does not know how to swim these currents, believers, listeners, and ecclesia. We have entered into a period of grace and teaching. The adversary has no chance now, but we must remain faithful to the Father. The Father knows what was taught to us, and moreover, the Father knows what is correct. And he reveals it to me as he reveals it to me to give to you. And I can't push it. Correction. If I tell the Father what he's supposed to do, I will get corrected in a heartbeat. And those who have witnessed it have watched. Amen. Amen. All right, let's see where we're going next, Father. There we go, there we go. Yeah, so we went through that. They're directly linked. We are directly linked. When the Ecclesia praises the Heavenly Father, we are directly linked. Understand, a bridge has been provided to cross this great divide. We are directly linked for a time to the Jesus. I don't have any other words, Father, but this, he says, use these. The Jesus Christ Bank. Okay, and that means his account, right, while he's on the cross. we affect that with our love for him. And that's why this praising is very crucial, why it's very intense time, why people are feeling waves of love and being lifted up. Understand, too, that there needs to be some self-control. Don't lose control. The Holy Spirit is good, orderly direction. It's all about that. Right? It's not falling down, shaking around. If that happens, it should be in private, in your closet, and it's between you and God. That's what was given to me by the Father to give you. You'll have to check the scriptures to see if that is so. So let's go ahead and take another little bit of a break. I'm going to take a breath, bring another piece of music to you if I have it, and then give another short closing on the other side. Is that correct, Father? You got that. And I'm like, okay, I'm glad I got that. I'm looking for a particular song, and I may or may not have it. If not, then I'll forego it and just keep talking because God built me this way. And understand this too, people going forward, when you feel that elation, be sure to give it to the Father. Give praises, all praise to the Father. We cannot at this point afford to stumble in pride. We just, it's not a time to give in to that pettiness. We should be, the Father would expect us to, and hoping that we are beyond that, and we'll see as we go forward whether we've grown or not. And I'm going to go ahead and play this. We're close to, I'm going to go ahead and play this. Now, this is by Kathy Tricoli. And this goes out to all of those on the road folks, knowing that your time of provision will be changing to a time of abundance, and you've been faithful to the Father. And this goes out to you. So, Kathy Tricoli, Corner of Eden. I am your host, Leander Grace. podcasting live from somewhere in the desert. Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. It's Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. No, silence won't protect us anymore. Not at all. We just shout to the earth all the, just praise God all the time. You know, and pray without ceasing. And for those who are having a hard time absorbing this, you know, comfort one another. Explain things gently to each other. Swap notes, right? Come together in prayer. Don't necessarily receive it with openness, but check the scriptures to make sure this stuff is true. Again, what's taking so long? I don't know exactly. I don't. I have a knowing. I cannot say the word. It will leave me as soon as I try to say it. But what I do know to give you is that we should be patient just a bit, because all things must be fulfilled across time and across space and across the dimensions. We're fixing, we're healing. Thank you, Father. We're healing a lot of things all at once through your prayers of praise to the Father. Okay, so let's not lift each other up. Let's not assume stations are something that we may or may not know. That only adds confusion into the matrix of thought that we're all kind of sharing right now from time to time. Right, and I've had a very eventful week. That's all I'm going to say. I've had an eventful week. It's been praising God all the time, everywhere, in every space, and doing a lot of yes, Father, I understand, Father. And it's been a lot of hallelujah with it, too. So understand, I feel honored to do this part, this job that I'm doing now. Understanding that has proven to me time and time again that the Father takes care of us. How do I know? I'm going to give you an example. A year and a half ago, I acquired something, and I was about to throw it out. Now, it doesn't matter what it is. I was about to throw it out when, just this last week, when I was in prayer with the Father, he says, Leander Grace, get, and it was exactly that thing that he had provided for me over a year ago that I was going to need that night. That's how wonderful the Father is in his provision. If we ask in faith for the sake of Christ, for his name's sake, in the name of Yeshua, say, I need this to help me complete this mission of the one thing. This tav. And all of the people on the board of the chess are being revealed, who's who and what's what. We see who the unclean spirits are. We see the Antichrist. We see all of these things now. It's being revealed. I couldn't lay it off verbatim right now if I had to, because it's not in my head right now. It's on the board, and it's just too much space to juggle with right now. But I hope that I've made the broadcast clear. I hope we've been clear in it, the purpose of the one thing and what it is that we're doing. The multiplicity of the Father, the multiplicity of the spirits of the Father. We know this from the scriptures that there are the Father has spirits that he sends out. We know from other scriptures that Yeshua, Jesus, did in fact have children with Mary Magdalene. It is written. It has been hidden from the Protestant ecclesia until such a time as this. The reason, because if we find out too soon, remember in the scriptures it tells us this is our path. The truth is hidden from Israel for a little while until the fullness come in. Why? Because we could blow the whole thing. The adversary learns the truth, right? So we have to accept this partial not knowing and have faith that the victory has already been won. And our job now is to continue to accept the gift of Holy Spirit, the showering of love that's coming down from the Holy Spirit, and redirect that also to the Father so that he can shower it to Christ on the cross. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? I think that's just a beautiful thing. I do. I sit back and I look and I'm like, wow. And he did all that for us so that not one of his sheep gets left behind. Not one. And he came and he paid the price to get us all back in the family so that we're all one big fappy hamily and one stick, right? Now, there were some postings about the joining, and it happened on the spiritual plane. Remember, we told you that there are things that are going on the stage that we can see and things that were going on in the heavenly realm that we cannot see. And what those things that were being accomplished, and the Father stopped me right there, and so I've already put it forth what needs to be said, and he said, stop right there, Leanna Grace, more will be revealed. It will be revealed by the Father to you all. As you read the scriptures. So with this kind of understanding of what's being completed, with the knowledge of the Aleph and the Tav and the acceptance, Protestant Ecclesia, of the fact that reincarnation of the Holy Spirit is in fact operational in God's plan, the scriptures, especially the revelation of things, might become a little bit more clear. There are mysteries and there are commandments. There was a lot that needed to overcome because kids got in trouble and they have a price to pay, and now all the fullness has come in and we're going to complete this great big thing. That's kind of nutshelling it. And it's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. So I am going to ask you to continue your prayers for the one that has both the hammer and the nail, and that Father continues to keep safe and secret those things which need to be safe and secret, and keep the healing hands coming through the Messiah to the world so that the prayers can be lifted up to the Father. That is the function. It is a service. I am your host, Leanna Grace. We're going to go ahead and bring it to a close now. We've got about 3.5 minutes. We'll probably go out with a little bit of a song. I always like to play Carrie Underwood, Something in the Water. It has been my absolute honor and privilege, and just I just love bringing you the broadcast this evening. I hope that you have found edification in it and that it has brought you hope rather than desperation of misunderstanding. Take these things to the Father in prayer in groups of three, two or more, right? And pray about this information that may seem very new to you. Because we must test all things. We are required to know this for ourselves, not because Leanna Grace told you so. Some crazy lady on the radio giving you all this stuff. Oh, it's been a joy. It's been a joy. But I am reminding you, too, I'm going to go ahead and leave you with this tonight. And it is, I'm reminding you, too, as always, to watch for those signposts, to connect these dots, to find your path to live in love and to do something good. And, of course, until next time, we're just going to say goodnight.